We're so glad that we have Kellen Duffy. He's going to give a witness. Kelly's been up here before, and we've always been blessed by what she's had to share. And I welcome her today on your behalf. As you listen to her, I want you to think about, is there a witness that you could share of something that you have experienced, you've seen, heard about God's goodness? God is at work all around us. As we open our eyes, we'll see that each and every day He's active in our lives and in the life of the world. And we need to tell these stories, because we always hear the other kind of stories on TV about the bad things that are happening. And we don't turn our eyes to that. We don't turn our ears to that. But we are people of the good news. And we share good news so that we can continue to work on behalf of God's kingdom in this world that so desperately needs love, forgiveness, kindness, and goodness. So, Kellen, if you'll come forth and share a little bit of your story, we'll be blessed. Thank you.
That's my son. Good morning, everyone. This time last year, we celebrated my 42nd birthday together in a rather unorthodox way. I approached Otis last December and told him that I would like to spend my birthday in Southeast Raleigh. And all of my family and several of my friends cleaned out our closets and baked, and we cooked, and we set up a large canopy tent in Southeast Raleigh, purchased toys, and we went for the afternoon all together, and we sat there and we made new friends. And it was an absolutely amazing experience. I think I've probably had the most spiritual growth in the last year than I ever have in my entire life. It is truly a gift to work with Otis Hardy. What happened last year on my birthday made such an impact on me and my children that every month I've been doing something for Otis, with Otis, to help the people in Southeast Raleigh. My garage currently looks like the Dorcas shop as we prepare for a distribution day of all of the coats that you have been so graciously donating. We decided this year that my birthday is on the 16th, so this is going to become an annual event. And this is definitely not about me. This is about giving. And it's ironic that the theme today is hope. We give so much hope to the people in Southeast Raleigh just by being present. It makes such a tremendous difference in their lives to see people from neighborhoods who otherwise would never step foot near their homes, and it's life-changing. It changed my life. It changed the lives of my children. And together, as a family, we have gotten to be much more spiritual, had a lot more faith, and tons of growth. So I invite all of you on December 14th, if you'd like to come and join us. I'll be staying after the service if you would like to bring some food, because this is not about us going there and us giving. This is about us sharing. And we want you to stay. We want you to see what all of your hard work is accomplishing with the gift of these coats and your time, because time is truly a precious gift. And I think that's what means the most to them more than anything else, is the fact that you took the time to come and sit and spend with them. So thank you very much, and I look forward to talking to you after service.
Amen.
Kellen is just such a blessing, and as her friend, I have seen that growth, and that's the wonderful blessing we have to see how that changes a life. And, you know, in the Bible it says, come and see. And I always think, Otis, that's what you say to people. Come and see in Southeast Raleigh what you're doing. So, Kellen, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.